Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A Tuesday, a selection Tuesday, as K-State has their new football coach, and obviously we'll spend a fair amount of time this morning figuring out the story of Chris Klieman and how it relates to Manhattan, Kansas, and Kansas State moving forward. I guess we'll hear from him tomorrow at a press conference. But Chris Klieman, moving forward, your new football coach at Kansas State. Jacob Albrock on the other side from KWCH 12 Sports. Sports director there as we welcome it. 2 days in a row. My God, yeoman's work here. Good stuff, buddy.
Yeah, it's it picked a good couple of days to come in,
no
right?
Question.
We've got coming off the Chiefs, you know, insane game and this coaching search, which sort of had a feeling it was coming quick. But yeah, here we go. We've got it and we're ready to go and people are fired up and that's awesome. I guess, but it's puzzling and I'm excited to discuss it, hopefully with some haters out there, because I gotta get some explaining on why everybody, well, not everybody, but why so many people are against this hire.
Your reaction when you heard about it, and I guess this was probably the way that it was going to go inevitably as soon as Seth Luttrell pulled his name out of consideration. All signs were to Chris Klieman, the relationship that he had with Gene Taylor, the athletic director at Kansas State, all of those things kind of fitting into a nice little package. And here we are. So your initial reaction?
I'm fine with it. I'll admit I'm a little bit of an apologist for great smaller school coaches because I went to a smaller school. I know great coaches are great coaches, and sometimes all you need is an opportunity. I'm fine with it. Look, I don't know if Klieman's the right hire. In fact, there's not a person on the planet that knows today whether or not Klieman's the right hire. We'll find out when they play games. But my whole point, and I'm becoming a little bit resistant to it just naturally, he is just as qualified as any of the other candidates that were on the list to me. His resume is just as impressive as any of the candidates that were realistically on the list. If it wasn't Brent Venables and the list started with Luttrell and included Klieman and Jones and Norvell, Klieman's resume to me is just as impressive, and there are a lot of things to dig into on that, but just on the surface, that's why I don't understand some of the resistance, and I think there's a lot of contributing factors to that, none of which I think are fair to Klieman or fair to the reality of where the football program stands right now.
Okay, now let me play the devil's advocate, because that's where you broached. I could have gone the other way if you'd brought a different point of view. But let me just play devil's advocate. And I'm not, and by the way, I'm playing devil's advocate. I'm playing devil's advocate, but I'm not necessarily believing what I'm saying. So don't hold me to it. 1 year at the FBS level, was a defensive back coach with Terry Allen at KU in 1997. His only experience in FBS. Inherited, didn't build, but inherited the program from Craig Bohl, who's now at Wyoming. And by the way, developed a first-round quarterback in Josh Allen. Also was part of developing a first-round quarterback in Carson Wentz. With all due respect to everyone since Jake Waters at Kansas State, those are two guys, Jacob, that I would probably take in a heartbeat over anyone that has played at Kansas State, but that's neither here nor there. But I think that the doubters would probably rally around those two factors. The fact that he inherited a program and hasn't built it, The fact that he's only been at the FBS level for 1 year, and that was with KU and Terry Allen back in 1997. But I, you know what? That's kind of flimsy, if you ask me. It doesn't make much sense to me to be railing against those credentials. What about three-time national champion? What about losing just six games in his years at North Dakota State? The guy knows how to win. Now, does he know how to recruit at the next level? And coming from that part of the country, does he know how to recruit where Kansas State has got to do it? Don't know how many kids from the upper Midwest Kansas State is probably going to be zeroing in on. So I think that those are probably some fairly real questions, but we'll see how it all plays out.
I think they're very real questions, but I don't think they're that much more valid than, let's say, the questions facing the other coaches. Look, here's the whole point for me, and Luttrell's resume was maybe a bit beefier, but for the most part, a three-year coach in the Sun Belt or a longtime coach that wins national championships, and I say longtime defensive coordinator into, you know, head coach, but for a five-year FCS coach that has got a good shot to win four national titles in those 5 years, it's just not that different to me. But here, Bruce, North Texas and North Dakota State play 10 times today. What are the outcomes?
Yeah, probably. Well, if they play over the course of a season, North Texas probably ends up winning because he could. And people are going to.
But how many?
How
many? And I would. Yeah. But the question is, it's not 10 to 0.
No.
7 to 3.
North Dakota State gets there. They get a pelt on the wall or two or three or four. I don't know. I'm not sure what the number is. And people will say, well, North Dakota State beat Kansas State. Well, yes, they did back in the day. But if you played that game out over, if you played that out over 12 straight weeks, get back to me. That's the difference between FBS and FCS. Number of scholarships and thus depth of just their depth in the program and how many people they have in the program. North Dakota State, unbelievable program at its level, but it is at its level. You wouldn't put North Dakota State in the Big 12 and say that it's going to be anything better than what, 500? If that.
No, yeah. If that. No, I don't think in the Big 12. I'm talking about in the Sun Belt, though. Like, what's
right. No,
the
I'm
difference
with you in the Sun Belt.
Or Conference USA, whichever conference you want to take, and the highest level of FCS football. And
that's
I know
fair.
It's better. It is better, but I don't think that it's that much better. And I don't know that the players are that different. They are at North Texas. Look, Luttrell has done some pretty impressive things. But my whole point is that again, Klieman might not be the right guy, but he certainly deserves a chance from the fans because
my goodness,
his resume is unique. It's unique.
Yes,
he's only taken over and been there 5 years. He's going to win four national titles in 5 years if they win a few more games. I mean, that's crazy at any level. That's crazy in high school. So the guy can clearly coach. Some of the other things we don't know about, but we don't know if anybody can recruit Big 12 caliber players to the state of Kansas. There's really been one guy who's been able to handle it in the last 30 years, and it's Bill Snyder, whether it
well,
be
and
KU
ultimately,
or K-State.
And ultimately, Jacob, that's the question, isn't it? Can you recruit players of a Big 12 caliber to the state of Kansas and maintain relevance and competitiveness in the program at Kansas State with a chance to compete at the highest levels of the Big 12? Like you said, one guy's been able to do it. That's it. One guy in all of those years has been able to do it. Frankly, one guy has been able to do it, counting Kansas and Kansas State collectively. When you
Agreed.
Get right down to it, over any sort of extended period of time, Glenn Mason had his moments. Mark Mangino had a moment. But the only guy that's done it in the history of the state of Kansas at K-State or KU over a long course of time is the guy that Chris Klieman is replacing at Kansas State. So
and
it's
those
a tall
are big
order.
Shoes to fill. It is. They're big shoes to fill, just like Bull was big shoes to fill, and he handled that pretty well. And let me say this to assistant coaches, it's not just head coaches in recruiting, right? As a defensive coordinator, especially, he would have had a heavy hand in recruiting, correct?
Right.
Right now, North Dakota State has 7 guys in the NFL. North Texas has 3. Kansas State has, I think, 11. So the talent of the players at North, that's what I mean. There's not as big a talent difference between, you know, the 4 out of 5-time national champion in FCS as the mid-levels of FBS. It's just not. And quite frankly, Kansas State's been behind the 8-ball in recruiting for a long time. I mean, who are the bottom 2 teams every year in recruiting in the conference? Kansas State and Kansas. So that's a challenge, not unique. That's just a challenge that's going to be there. So I've said from the beginning, to me, the best coach that will fit here is the best coach, because I'm not sure the best recruiter in the country can get the kinds of players that everybody thinks, okay, now Bill Snyder's old school methods out, watch all these 5-stars start pouring in. I don't think that's going to happen. You better have a coach that can coach up players, and that's why this was an interesting opportunity for me. And it's not unprecedented. Harbaugh did it. Tressel did it.
Yeah.
Beamer did it. Buffalo, who everybody loves right now, did it from a Division III coach. It is what it is. A coach is a coach is a coach. Brian Kelly went from Grand Valley State, a Division II school, to Central Michigan when he came into the big ranks. It happens.
Question.
You got to just, you brought Gene Taylor in for a reason, right? Why was he brought to Kansas State, do you think? I mean, this had to be a big part of the reason they brought him in. He's hired this guy once. He knows what kind of person he is. And here's the other telling thing, Bruce, and why this might be exciting. The players seem to be pumped. And I've talked to guys that talk to the players, you know, not in the public eye. And I think that they are excited for an opportunity to shake things up a little bit and get spicy and do all of these things that a new coach presents. And we'll see. He may not be the right hire, but none of those guys may have been the right hire. He could be the right hire, but he definitely deserves more of a shot in the majority than he's been given so far.
I talked to a fair amount of my, a lot of my K-State people last night. One of my pals called it a lazy hire, just because of Gene Taylor's relationship with Chris Klieman. My response to that is, how is it lazy? You have inside information on how this guy functions. You understand how he communicates and relates to players. You're making a decision based on the success that he's had at the previous level. You're making a decision based on his ability not only to relate to players, but also to relate to fellow coaches, because you've had all of that experience. Gene Taylor made this decision from a position of knowledge and power. I don't see how it's a lazy hire in any shape or form. I think it's a is it a comfortable hire? But is there anything wrong with that if you really know what you're talking about with what you're getting?
To me, it's a pretty bold hire. Lazy would be the first. Lazy would have been, I don't even know.
180 degrees the other way.
Yeah, lazy would have been just finding. I don't know. Who would have been the lazy hire?
I don't know.
First of all, Gene Taylor doesn't have the opportunity to make a lazy hire because his entire career depends on.
Oh, it's just his legacy.
This. Yeah, sure. he's gonna live or die by this hire, one way or the other. And this is this is such a tall order for anybody. The good news for Klieman is he does inherit a decent roster, and we say decent because he has a lot of returners. But the guys that are returning were part of a team that largely underachieved. We'll find out which way or maybe where some of that goes. But it's time to see if anybody jumps ship. What assistants stick around? I that's all going to be fascinating because Luttrell, according to a lot of reports, fell through because he wanted to clean house and bring his guys in, and K-State said no, which we would have to imagine as a product of Bill Snyder and some sort of agreement they came to, whether it was a gentleman's agreement or not. Because I don't believe, Bruce, for a second that Bill Snyder wanted to step away initially. He just signed an extension. But, you know, things
I think you're right
certainly
on target, Jacob. I think he did it under duress. And I think that you're right. I think one of the, and I don't know if it was a tit for tat kind of thing. I step away, you protect my assistants, but it has coach written all over him. That is something that Bill certainly would do. And I think it's admirable, that's the tack that he takes. I'm not so sure at the end of the day, it's necessarily the best thing for the program, but that's the sway that he holds over it, so be it. We'll see what it's like moving forward. It sounds to me, and we're going to talk with Beth Houle, sports director at KVLY and KXJB in Fargo and Bismarck, coming up in just a moment, an analyst for North Dakota State football, who's worked obviously many years with Chris Klieman and should be able to give us some pretty good insight into how this guy works, how this guy functions, and especially as he gets ready to take this next step in his coaching career. But yeah, I would agree with you. I would say that this was probably one of the steps of the deal in that, okay, I will step away. I understand that it's maybe time for me to go, but you have to take care of my assistants. So from that standpoint, how much of Chris Klieman's staff will be accompanying him from Fargo? How much of the staff will remain at Kansas State? They're all out recruiting right now. So and they just got a kid out of somewhere in the West. Cornerback. So they're apparently landing kids at this particular point. It's a fluid situation, and it's going to be very interesting. I think it'll be very interesting to see if, and I don't know if it's like totally important, but it sure be a nice step for Klieman to shine in the press conference.
For big time, big yes. time, because I think you have a chance to win a lot of folks over that way. And the video that Kansas State football put out of, you know, Taylor calling him while he's still practicing with his team to get ready for another playoff game was pretty good stuff.
It was cool.
You know what else is really interesting about this? And as I've, you know, gone till I was blue in the face saying, give this guy a shot. You know what, to me, if I'm a K-State fan, the most nervous part of this is watching what Les Miles is and will do right down the road.
Mm-hmm.
Because that was as perfect and big splash to me as a hire as they could. The beginning with Jeff Long into getting Les Miles in there as you're trying to build a stadium and create a little buzz, that was about as well as KU could have played it. He's getting kids to flip already. He's bringing in a kind of a big name staff, at least you would think would have some sort of impact on recruiting. I'll be really interested to see this initial wave of the transition, both schools making coaches, and the difference it might make on the recruiting trail. That will be so interesting to see over the next year or two how that plays itself out.
No question. We've got a Twitter question up and rolling right now. 296 of you have already weighed in. K-Staters, how are you with the hiring of Chris Klieman to succeed Bill Snyder? It's there for you at Sports Daily, at KFH, at KFH Radio, at Bruce Hurdle. You've got three options: good hire, wait and see, disappointed. About as basic as you can get. And with about 300 already checking in, interestingly, amongst the folks that are voted here, 51% say it's a good hire, 38% say wait and see, only 11% have registered in as disappointed. So feel free to weigh in and comment. We'll read some of the comments as we continue a break right now. When we continue, Beth Houle out of Fargo and Bismarck, an analyst with North Dakota State football. We will get her take on what this all means for Chris Klieman and, of course, for Kansas State and for North Dakota State moving forward. As Jacob just mentioned, they are in the middle of the playoffs in pursuit of another national championship. This guy does bring national championship credibility to the fore at Kansas State. It's just a question of you and whether or not how much you put into the question about what FCS is worth. I think it's worth a lot. I agree with Jacob. If you can coach and you can win, you can pretty much coach and win anywhere. We'll see. Beth Houle, as we continue, Jacob Albrecht, yours truly right here as we get going on this Tuesday edition. Sports Daily on the Sports Station, KFH.
Bruce Hurdle and
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.